Welcome to the Scalable Freedom Show. I'm your host, Ellie Swift, ex-corporate marketer turned CEO, seven-figure business coach for coaches, creatives, and consultants, and program creator of the Mastermind Model. I've coached over 1,000 women to make six, multi-six, and seven figures using my signature Scalable Freedom Method. Here, I'll give you exact business strategies and lifestyle inspiration to help you do the same. Let's dive in. Hello, welcome back to another episode of the Scalable Freedom Show. Today, we are keeping it very, very personal. I've been sharing at the start of each of our podcast episodes an update on where I'm at in my pregnancy, an update on what's happening in my personal life, and I wanted to do an episode that was a bit of a full rundown of where I'm at in this massive season of my life as we are coming to the end of the second trimester, or as I'm coming to the end of the second trimester. A little bit of an overview of where we're at in the business, where I am at personally, the things that I'm finding are working really well for me in this particular season, and the things that I'm finding challenging in this particular season. So somewhat of a triumphs and challenges episode, just to keep it really real about some of the things that obviously you navigate when you're going through any kind of up level, any kind of season change, any kind of transformation. I know for some of you that are listening to this, this will be relevant for you if you're taking any kind of your own maternity leave or extended leave. But obviously this is something that spans much further than that. It's more of a leadership conversation, a leadership episode that will be particularly relevant for you in any season of your life where you might be quantum leaping, up-leveling, moving through discomfort. Because the biggest thing that I'm feeling and experiencing in my life right now is so much change. And we as humans, of course, just try and resist that change that comes for us. We look to the ways that we can keep ourselves safe and in turn often small. And of course, that doesn't serve us when what we're actually wanting most of the time is to grow. And so, you know, as I've been going through that, there's been a real duality of witnessing myself needing to expand, let go of things that aren't serving me anymore, moving into the next chapter of my life, whilst also maintaining a sense of, you know, safety in all of that change and still growing. So, you know, holding the duality of that and being able to navigate that is often something that's quite challenging. And I've lent into a lot of support during this time. You know, first and foremost, with Che, we debrief a lot on where we're at. Obviously, with my coach, Lacey, and a lot with girlfriends as well. So come on in to this episode where I take you through the challenges and the triumphs that I'm experiencing in this particular chapter with the view to inspire you in your own leadership, but whatever season it is that you're in right now as well. So let's kick off with some of the business triumphs. Something that I know I shared with you at the start of this year was I talked a little bit about my plan for how I was going to set up the business ahead of this baby coming. And, you know, as I was reflecting for this episode and prepping for this episode, I do feel incredibly proud of what I've put in place and what we've created so far in the business ahead of going into maternity leave, you know, coming to the end of the second trimester, knowing that this baby is going to be here in 3 months' time. I feel incredibly proud of what we've put into practice. So something that I knew that I really wanted to do in this first quarter of the year, recording this for you around mid-March right now, so coming to the end of the first quarter, is I really wanted to sell out our SwiftMind Scaled Mastermind. I wanted to ensure that we had that sold out, not just this side of maternity leave, but also for the other side of maternity leave, that we had clients that I'm coming back into a business that is thriving. And that is something that we have set up and established that I'm so proud of, because it creates that monthly recurring revenue that is safety, right? You know, when you're running a business that has continual expenses and you're planning on going on a period of extended leave, you have to be incredibly organized about what that looks like in terms of your monthly expenses, how you're going to cover them, especially in a season where I have actively made the decision to decrease our monthly revenue by half to a third of what we would usually earn in the business. And that's been a really conscious decision, because I knew that, you know, for me to be able to take the time and the leave that I really wanted to, I wasn't going to be running the business at the same speed that it usually does. And so that decision has felt really great, but it's meant that there's been so much preparation in terms of, you know, doing really big expense audits of, are all of our expenses valid and justified right now? Because, you know, it is a season where I'm going to be earning less in the business during that time, whilst also making sure that there's enough support around me, because I need to be more supported than ever before. So I've really noticed myself playing in the push-pull of needing more support than ever, whilst also being really mindful of the expenses in the business that are not serving me in this season, and just being really clear on, all right, what goes and what stays during this time. So coming back to the launch, I'm so excited and thrilled about what we've created with that SwiftMind Scaled launch. And of course, the women that are our clients at the moment and coming into the business, we just work with the most incredible humans. And I always hoped that the karma that I've put out over the last few years of supporting my clients in their maternity leave seasons would be something that would come back to me. And I remember actively and consciously having that thought of, you know, the more good energy I'm putting out into the world during other people's maternity leaves, I'm going to get that back in my own. And I've certainly felt that from my clients. And just the, of course you're having time off, of course you're, you know, creating this maternity leave, of course we're excited by, you know, what else it, you know, you're sharing during this time, of course that's just been such an incredible thing. So I've really loved that. I've loved getting to create a mastermind program that looks slightly different in this season. That's been really fun for me, obviously, as somebody who teaches the mastermind model. Being able to create a different season of the mastermind has been a really cool thing to go through, so that I can help and support people who are running their own masterminds through their versions of, you know, maternity leave or extended leave or whatever that might be. So celebrating that we have sold out SwiftMind Scaled, we will absolutely be bringing people into this mastermind for when I'm back from maternity leave. So if you know you want to work together later this year and you're listening to this, send me a DM and I will let you know about what future intakes look like behind the scenes. In addition to that, we are about to launch the mastermind model again, and we are gearing up for that. Everything is in place for that, which is really exciting. I'm really thrilled about, you know, the launch trajectory of that, and I'm celebrating the fact that the team and I are all over that right now. We've got a 3-day challenge coming up, which I'm really excited about. I've created a lot more spaciousness than I usually would, just knowing that I'm going to be in my third trimester and really needing some of that spaciousness. So again, that's a real celebration that we've just been so intentional about, you know, what does the business need at this time? What do I need at this time? How can we make that work? And dancing in the duality of that every day, every week, every month with a lot of intention. So that is something that we've created. We've generated $500,000 in revenue, which is contracted for 2024. So again, I mentioned this before, but, you know, we've really created that safety that I wanted for the business. And just to share a really honest truth about this. You know, creating a maternity leave in a season of business where the business is at seven figures already, and I've known that I've wanted to ring fence my 3-month maternity leave to ensure that I really get that time with my baby. But I've also wanted to really ensure that I am able to protect my business and maintain those long-term relationships with my clients. It's required a lot of time and energy to get this right. And that's something I'm really proud of, because the intention behind this has been huge. Of course, I'm in the process of it, so I can't say, oh my gosh, I've nailed every single part of this, but I'm really proud of, you know, what we have contracted coming into the business, the things that I've been able to let go of that are not important to me. So for example, I have no attachment to this being a seven-figure year of business for us. That is not a goal for this year. It may still be something that happens. It's not something I'm actively working towards. What I'm actively working towards is the business sustaining itself really beautifully so that there is still overflow, abundance, everyone is supported who needs to be supported, that I am incredibly supported most of all in this particular season, and that, you know, my clients continue with us and we close out the year going, you know what, that was a really, really great period of transition and we did everything we could as a business. I did everything I could as a CEO, and also I was able to take that time to be really present with my baby and transition back into the business in the way that I needed to. So those are the biggest business triumphs. I feel really proud of what we've created here and what's to come. If you are creating or scaling a mastermind in 2024, then here's what I want you to know. It is all too easy to approach the growth of your mastermind by looking externally at what everyone else is doing and making decisions about your mastermind based on that. Instead, what is going to be most supportive for you is to turn the lens inwards and ask yourself some really great questions about the creation, the onboarding, and the delivery of your mastermind, which is why I've gone ahead and created a free six-figure mastermind toolkit for you that includes the checklist to create and onboard your masterminders, as well as some marketing prompts that are going to help you ask really clear questions to sell your mastermind and stand out in your unique niche market, and then also to attract the incredible best fit clients to you. All you have to do is DM me the word toolkit over at Ellie H. Swift on Instagram, and I will give you immediate access. It is free. So jump on over now, DM the word toolkit, and you will get instant access to your free toolkit. Enjoy. Okay, so let's now talk about some of the business challenges that I've faced over the last, well, few months of the second trimester. The first is that I have really had to catch myself in my ongoing desire to want to control, knowing that I'm on a deadline ahead of maternity leave. So a spanner in the works for me, something that was coming, or I didn't see coming rather, was that our virtual assistant left the business. So she quit her role. She is finishing up in a couple of weeks. It's really beautiful. I'm so, so happy for her. It's very much because her business is growing. And so I definitely see it being the right decision for her and something that I celebrate her massively around. And it's also truly something that I think is the right decision for the business, because I've known for some time that we've needed more different skill sets in that particular role. And so it is something where when it happened, I recognized straight away that it was a positive for the business. And also, I witnessed my brain go, I don't have time for offboarding and onboarding a new team member in the next 3 months before maternity leave. And so, sharing this with you as something where I'm just have been noticing myself in that, okay, let's not move or shift or change anything now. Let's just keep everyone, just stay where you are. Like nothing changed because I need to be able to go on maternity leave. So let's not make any changes. And obviously when we're navigating business, when we are navigating relationships, when we're working with people, that is not how life works. And so I've needed to allow myself to ebb and flow and trust, and will continue to need to do that into my third trimester. Ebb and flow and trust that I'm going to be able to go on maternity leave at a time where everything is coming together really beautifully and working really beautifully. So that has been something that I've really needed to lean into more and more. And again, just noticing myself in wanting to keep everything as it is to get through this time and then make decisions after maternity leave, which leads me to my second challenge, which is weighing up short-term and long-term decision-making to support myself in this particular season. So when you're working to a deadline of something, it's similar to when you're in a launch or, you know, personally, if you're working towards some kind of triathlon or marathon, or you're so focused on a particular season, you have to be, right? If you're working towards a particular goal, short-term goal, whatever it is, we get so gridlocked in that particular season, that particular outcome, that particular thing that we're working towards. And our job as CEOs is to be able to do that alongside looking at the bigger picture, looking at the overall health of the business. So something that I know I have as a strength, because my Clifton's StrengthsFinder biggest strength is that I'm a futurist. And so I know that I've got the ability to always look long term. I can see how I can set the business up for support for the next year, 2 years, 5 years. Like I can see what's to come and I can work towards that. And so something that I've felt challenged by is working out, well, what are my short term decisions and do they align with my long term decisions? So I'll give you a very specific example of this. With needing to hire a new virtual assistant, which is a process that I'm about to kick off this week, I have known that there's a different skill set that I want to bring into the business of somebody who is more content focused and actually somebody who is local. And as I've been playing with that, I've gone, okay, well, is that something that is going to be the right decision short-term and long-term? Because I found my brain wanting to just play with what's the best short-term decision, but actually I need to look at what is the best long-term decision for the business here. So that's been something that I've been playing with, of weighing up short-term and long-term decision-making to support myself both in this season through maternity leave, plus also long-term in the business. Okay, so the third challenge that I wanted to speak to here was I have a big third trimester, and this is the reality for anyone who has a seven or a multi six-figure business that goes into maternity leave. I know this from conversations with peers, from supporting clients through this season, that even as you plan to slow down ahead of your baby coming into the world, and don't get me wrong, that is absolutely something that I'm doing, the 4, 5, 6 weeks ahead of our estimated due date is one where I am only focusing on clients. I'm not focusing on any kind of business building. It will be a season of maintenance mode. I've scheduled naps into my calendar. Like that's how much we're committed to the both end of all of this. And, you know, I was just at a hypnobirthing course over the weekend with all women who work for other people. And a lot of them are looking at taking time off from like 32 and 34 weeks. And that's not the reality that I have chosen. And I am so grateful and happy for that. I would choose my choices in every lifetime. But what it has meant is that I've just had to be really mindful of conversations in the zeitgeist, in popular culture around me of, oh, you know, when are you taking time off? Or, oh, you're going to work up to your estimated due date. Oh, no, like, you know, laughing at me because first time mom, of course, I don't know better. And just really having to ring fence and own my choices and trust that I'm making the right ones for me, knowing that I've really spent my life, and I don't doubt you listening to this as a fellow CEO entrepreneur, you know, you have also likely really spent your life making decisions that go against popular mainstream decision making. And so you're used to having to own your decisions if they are a little bit left of center to what, you know, I'm using air quotes here, everyone else is doing. And so I feel like I'm more open-hearted than I've ever been, and I'm also more boundary than I've ever been. And this new level of leadership has required a lot of mindset work to really step up in the way that I want to. You know, I quantum leap because I lean into the process. But I've just had to really keep checking in with myself around not buying into any inner critic stories of, oh my gosh, this baby's going to be here so soon. Oh my gosh, I have so much to do. Oh my gosh, how am I going to do it all? And just being mindful of, actually, you're good. You've really planned this out. You've got a lot of breathing room. You've got a lot of wriggle room. You've got a lot of time that you've scheduled for yourself. You're good. So again, it's just moving beyond those stories that we hear, those stories that our mindset picks up, those conscious thoughts, and coming back to, how am I wiring my subconscious mind to take on the beliefs that actually truly support me in this season? So that is an overview of the business and challenges and triumphs in this particular season of second trimester. Let's talk personal. So, personal triumphs. We are looking pretty organized for our baby to come into our home. So we've got, a nursery. And I laugh as I say this because I know that, like, we're setting up a nursery where we're going to spend basically no time in the nursery. You know, I know already as I look at setting up our bedroom, and we have a two-level home. So upstairs, it will be that we're likely going to be in our bedroom. Downstairs, which is where I plan on spending most of my postpartum, we're going to be on the couch in our like sunken lounge area. We've got like a play area plus a sunken lounge area, and that will be where we spend most of our time. And so the nursery is mostly just going to be where the baby stuff goes, clothes, change table, you know, for changing them during the day, that kind of thing. I've got a cot on the way that's arriving tomorrow, but outside of that, it's less important. But what I guess I mean by that is that we have the things coming, or we have the things already. We've set up a lot of things. I feel really confident that we have what we need, or it's coming, or we've got a plan around when it's coming. So that is great. That's been really, really good to go, yep, we're on track with that. We also compiled a list, Che and I compiled a list of house things that we wanted to get done before the baby came. Just some little things like some extra PowerPoints that we wanted to install and some downlights in the nursery. We did a fresh coat of paint in that room and a few other places in the house. We have a grassed area outside that we knew when we moved in, there was like four different types of grass in that area, and we're like, we need to upgrade that. And so we have reticulation and grass going in. We are getting solar panels at the moment. We just had these like, okay, we've been in the house for 12 months this week, 12 months. And we knew that there were a few things that we just wanted to get done and ticked off our list so that we don't need to think about them, and that we can, again, go into this postpartum season being like, the house is good for the next however many years. We're good. We don't need to worry about anything else unless something breaks or whatever. So that is something that we have progressed with. We've got a plan around. That's all in progress. We had Che's 40th birthday last week, and we had the best celebration. I know I spoke about this briefly on the podcast, but we had a really epic celebration for his birthday. His word for the year's connection. We really wanted to do something to bring our loved ones together, and we did that. We have also become an auntie and uncle again twice in the last 3 weeks. So both Che's brother and my brother and my beautiful sister-in-laws have had a baby. And that has been so exciting for us. We are really close with our families, which you'll know if you've listened to this podcast for a long time. And so that's just been really, really special to get to lean into that with our families and, you know, support them in the best way that we can during this particular season. So there's a lot that's been happening in our lives, you know, both personally within our families. Che is also training to do a half marathon, and he is doing a university course at the moment as part of his full-time job to upskill and up-level, and that finishes like within the month that our baby's due. So that is wild. So he's doing a lot of evening work around that. We have just started a hypnobirthing course. We finished that next week. We've got courses on baby sleep and a few other things that we're doing before the baby arrives. And so that is all in motion. But again, just big areas of up-leveling and learning and reading and, you know, just making sure that we're as educated as we possibly can. I have worked out more in my pregnancy than I've worked out in the last 3 years, because in IVF, anyone who's been through an IVF journey will know, you basically get told for the second 2 weeks of your cycle that you're not supposed to really work out. So I've had just so much consistency in being able to work out. I felt really in my body, which has been wonderful as I've been doing a lot of prep for how I want to feel during birth. So I've been spending a lot of time really focusing on what that looks like and thinking about what contractions are going to be like and how I can support my body during that time. So you can probably hear from this that there's just the different areas of life that we're showing up for right now and that I'm showing up for right now. And I feel really, really solid in what I'm learning and just enjoying so much of this time as we move towards bringing our baby into the world. So lots of personal triumphs, lots of really exciting things. My marriage is just truly like the best it's been in this season, which has been so beautiful. We are having a lot of time connecting on personal goals and things that we want to achieve before this bubba comes into the world. And then also talking a lot about what we want our postpartum period to look like and how we can do our best to set that up with so many unknowns in this next season. So that leads me to the personal challenges of this next season. And the main thing for me is not getting in my head about future tripping for this next season. You know, I just mentioned this. There are so many unknowns in what we're coming into. There are just quantum leaps happening left, right, and center this year, which means a lot of discomfort. I had an astrology reading with Amy Lee earlier this year, who I highly recommend. It was really wonderful. And she said, this is a really pivotal year for you astrologically. It's one that you're going to remember and that you're going to think about a lot. And of course, it's the year I become a mama. But in addition to that, it's just a huge year of transformation across the board for me. And I know that it is overwhelmingly positive. And also, any year of big transformation is a year that requires a lot of growth and discomfort. And I share that because I'm having so many of these conversations with clients at the moment who seem to also be navigating a lot of their own big up levels and quantum leaps. It's that reminder that we have to go through the breakdown before we can experience the breakthrough. If we want the big quantum leap, we have to lean into the discomfort that comes with that. We have to be willing to shed parts of ourselves that don't work in the next season. We have to be willing to change, to up-level. And for me, I just have to keep meeting myself in those new levels, talking it through. You know, I'm doing a lot of mindset work and embodiment work during this time to really honor this up-level season. And that is something that's supporting me so much to not get in my head about future tripping, all of the unknowns. You know, we have a plan for how we're going to move through postpartum, and we have not met our baby. We know nothing about this baby. We know nothing about parenthood. And so we're really embracing the duality of that. And for me, it's just allowing myself to anchor deeply into trust and not get in my head about future tripping, what that looks like, and future tripping, how I can show up for all my roles in this next season, future tripping, what it looks like when I'm getting less sleep, future tripping, what it looks like when I have less time, just trusting that it's all going to really unravel as it's meant to. So that's my biggest personal work at the moment, is staying really present in what is required of me right now, today, in this moment, planning forward as much as I possibly can, and also doing so without future tripping. So overall, I hope you can hear, you know, this is just an incredibly special season and one that I'm loving. And it's a big one. It's a big one to be a CEO and a business owner and run a business of this size while pregnant and welcoming a baby into the world. And there are moments where I go, holy shit, how am I going to do all of this year? And I also come back to trust and the knowing and the evidence that I can do hard things, that I'm so supported, that we truly have got this. And that is something that gets me through and allows me to feel really excited for all of those unknowns. So thank you for being here. Thank you for listening to this episode. I've loved having you. I really hope that there was something in this that you were able to take for your next season of business and life and growth, and that you really loved it. Just a reminder again, if you haven't already and you are running a mastermind or you are looking to start a mastermind or a group program this year, to go ahead and download my six-figure toolkit that I have created for you. All you need to do is jump on over to my Instagram and DM me the word toolkit, and you will be able to download that straight away. You'll get media access. It's free. It's a checklist and a video and some marketing prompts that will really support you for any sort of group program or mastermind that you might be creating in 2024. So go ahead and do that right now as your final action from this episode. Have the most amazing day ahead. I've loved having this conversation with you, and I will be back in your ears next week.